Where's the money?
To play in the lab, you gotta pay.
You gotta pay.
For the pipettes, reagents, and test tube trays. You might be a genius and Mendel of today. But if you're so great,
where's the money? Let's talk about preeminence in science, shall we? You could cure a very dread disease.
Make a fundamental finding on life's processes.
Get repeated publication in the journal Cell.
You'd be doing good.
And you'd be doing well.
A journal like Nature.
Or Science.
Or Cell.
Or Cell.
Nature.
Science.
Cell.
Nature.
Science.
Cell.
Cell.
Nature.
Nature. Science.
Science.
Cell.
Cell. Nature.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Actually, I was published in Nature back in 1990.
Yes, yes, but distinction requires dinero. It's good to be published,
but it's better to be endowed.
Much better, because
to play in the lab, you gotta pay.
You gotta pay
for the pipettes, reagents, and test tube trays. You might be a genius, a Mendel of today, but if you're so great,
where's the money?
Perhaps you dream of the best lab in your field.
Or a Nova documentary on you and your ideals.
Having patents coming out of your ears.
A Nobel or MacArthur.
You'd be quite revered. But dreams depend on dollars.
Cardinal rule, snip DNA, but grow your budgets.
To play in the lab, you gotta pay, you gotta pay for the pipettes, reagents, and test tube trays. You might be a genius, a Mendel of today.
But if you're so great, where's the money?